All right, Kamala Harris's media blitz continues. In an interview with Charlemagne the God, Vice President Harris says voter apathy is not acceptable.
We should never sit back and say, okay, I'm not going to vote because everything hasn't been solved. I share a desire that everything should be solved, by the way. Mm-hmm. I think it is what we should all want. But that shouldn't stand in the way of us also knowing we can participate in a process that's about improving things.
Harris also said that the church that she grew up in encourages her to build people up, not bully them or tear them down.
And let's talk about the contrast here. Donald Trump and his followers spend full time trying to suggest that the measure of the strength of a leader is based on who you beat down, which is absolutely contrary to the church I know.
He sells Bibles,
Where our church and my church is about saying true leadership, the measure of that is based on who you lift up.
At a rally in Atlanta, Donald Trump is going after non-white voters, a traditional, reliable vote for Democrats.
I'll tell you what, any African-American or Hispanic, and you know how well I'm doing there, that votes for Kamala, you got to have your head examined because they are really screwing you.
You know, Donald Trump and others are mispronouncing her name on purpose because it sort of dismisses her. It degrades her. And I think that they're doing this on purpose. And it's reverberating through the conservative media circles. Just continuing to mispronounce her name. So just remember that that's their motive. Donald Trump says America is particularly in a state of freefall.
You're working more hours for less money to afford smaller houses, worse cars, fewer groceries with absolutely nothing left to save. Our schools don't teach. Our cities aren't safe. Illegal aliens are pouring in by the millions and millions and millions, and we're teetering on the brink of World War III. Other than that, I think we're doing quite well.
Well, I think a lot of that is true exaggeration, and we know the reality of that. Crime in New Orleans, for example, sort of mirrors crime around the country, and crime is actually down. It's certainly not as low as it could be, but it is way, way down from where it was. Trump gave an interview with Bloomberg News to talk about his economic policies, but he struggled to stay on topic. And there's a lot of talk about Trump having a problem now with rambling, and is everything okay with him because he can't stay on topic? He did not like being fact-checked by the interviewer.
Former President Donald Trump uses an interview on economics to promote tariffs. Appearing before a friendly audience at the Economic Club of Chicago, Trump said tariffs are misunderstood.
To me, the most beautiful word in the dictionary is tariff.
Moderator John Micklethwaite, editor-in-chief of Bloomberg News, pushed back.
That is going to push up the cost for all those people who want to buy foreign goods.
Now, what's going to happen?
It's simple mathematics, President Trump.
It's not. It is, but not the way you figured. I was always very good at mathematics.
Micklethwaite often struggled to keep the conversation focused on economics and business.
You got to be able to finish a thought, because it's very important. You know, this is big stuff we're talking about. You can't go that quickly.
You've gone from the dollar.
So let me just tell you.
Trump often repeated old stories and talking points about immigrants, voter fraud, and transgender athletes. I'm Ed Donahue.
And the Harris campaign is seizing on some of Trump's strange behavior after he danced on stage for 39 minutes at what was supposed to be a town hall event. It was kind of like Donald Trump went a little wacky.
I'm going to say what I have said publicly and will say many times based on my observations, and I think the observations of many. Donald Trump is increasingly unstable. And as has been said by the people who have worked closely with him, even when he was president, he's unfit to be president of the United States.
Vice presidential nominee Tim Walz rallied voters in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, big battleground state. He told them that they deserve better than what the Trump-Vance ticket has to offer.
It's important to know what we're up against, but look, I get damn tired of talking about this guy. I get tired of seeing him on TV, and I damn sure am tired of him making decisions for the women in our lives. So if you're sick of this guy, Kamala Harris is offering you a new way forward and a better tomorrow.